300 students a day, you know, multiple days a week for school pictures. So I've effectively taken thousands of pictures, and it's that's how I got my start. So yes, start small and stay consistent, because a lot of people could do some of the cool ones, you know what I mean?
Millions and millions of podcasts, but are they active is the real question, and most of them are not active.
How many of us could be turning around in my stomach? I'm gonna do it. Fight or flight can be going, but I ain't flying. Yo, guys, this is your host, Alice, and thank you for coming back to the Sonidos podcast. Let me get a round of applause, Jeremy. Thank you, thank you. I have some great hosts today, and this time it's two for a dollar. I got my boy Eric here from Dope Individuals Only podcast.
Yes, sir.
And then we got Carter from McKinney Media.
Hey, what up?
We got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Some cool individuals. So, you know, we're here to show off talented individuals that are just entrepreneurs and regular human beings. So let's get to talking. Let's get to know each other. And gentlemen, let's go. Eric, give us a little something about yourself.
Well, I'm Eric, the host. That's what I go by on my podcast, Dope Individuals Only podcast. And yeah, man, I got into this podcast game for a lot like yourself, is giving people a platform to share their stories, share their expertise, what they're up to, the dope things that they're doing in their lives. And just trying to give people the opportunity to see that you don't need to be famous or have $1 million in your bank account to make your story heard and to show people that there's value in it. So that's what I'm all about, empowering people, giving people a platform to share.
That's nice. See, that's some cool individual stuff right there. How about you?
That's a dope individual right there.
Sure.
But yeah, what's up, y'all? I already know the vibe. It's Carter McKinney from McKinney Media, man. I do photography, video, and marketing here in Bethlehem. We're here in my office space in Venture X. Shout out to Venture X Bethlehem.
Shout out to Big Shout Out.
Thanks for hosting today. And thank you, Alice, for having me here. And Eric, thanks for being here as well.
Likewise.
Let's get into it, man. Let's go straight into it.
Listen, so what I like to elaborate here on this podcast is that we're just normal individual, you know? We're normal people. We're doing this. And we don't know how we were going to start, but we did. We did it. So what was life like before you were going on the podcast or before you were even getting to your media? Like, how did you want to start? What inspired you to start, you know? So talk to us a little bit about how you thought you were going to start. Maybe if it helped you out, you know, to just be successful right away, or did you stumble and then you learned some lessons? So start us off, Chris.
Okay, yeah. So to be honest, I didn't do any photography until after high school, after college. It wasn't my thing. I don't come from a family of photographers or creatives. So it kind of just fell in my lap. So I was studying, you know, physical therapy, like science and stuff in college at Northampton Community College. And I was like, this isn't for me. I don't like this. And then, you know, I had a buddy, Derek Baker. I was shouting him out.
Shout out, DB.
He got me into photography, and then I just ran with it. And then came video, then came marketing, and I'm just still going with it, running with it, you know, 5-6 years later. But yeah, man, I didn't have, you know, a thing for photography growing up. Like, I didn't always do it. It just fell in my lap. And then I just ran with it, man. So that's how it went.
Or we're going to touch on that. Eric, what you got going on?
Before I started the podcast, I was actually in a dark spot in my life. I was like in like a transitional phase. This was, it started from COVID, but I was really just trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And I was trying to start from what am I good at? Mm-hmm. And I've always done like music and things like that. And that always made me very personable. And I love to write as well, like short stories. I used to write my own music and things of that nature. So I'm like, all right, I love to talk to people. I love to bring people together. I love to do my art and be creative. And I was a big fan of the Joe Budden podcast at the time. But then, after Rory and Maul left, I kind of was like, it feels like it's missing an element.
I got you.
But I really loved what they had. And I was like, you know, I would love to bring people together like the way they did. So ultimately, I was like, you know, I think a podcast would be good. But then I had to get over the hurdle of who's going to talk, who's going to want to talk.
All right, so we're going to get to that. So, all right, so yeah, no type of like, you know, photography background. DB, shout out DB. Got you into it, you know. And we've literally both just been chilling at his crib with all the time.
And wonder.
Yeah. Good old days. Good old days. So, like, homie got you into it. This is now 6 years for you. Mm-hmm. How did you decide, yo, I'm making this, like, a business. Like, I'm putting my last name on the line, you know? Like, when you show up, like, I knew you before, but it was, like, through a mutual. He was like, yo, hit up Carter. You know Carter? Do I know Carter? This person know Carter. And that's awesome. That's an awesome feeling because we weren't close in high school. We weren't close at all. Like, you're younger than me, right?
Yeah, I graduated 17. Yeah, so I graduated 2018. I actually graduated from Becca. So
right. So
you Liberty and then I went to Becca.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that. But it's like literally you and me graduated out the same high school. We barely crossed paths. And look at us now with 6, 7 years later, coming back to each other's lives just because, like, we're entrepreneurs and we're in the same city, you know? So, again, you're going through a transition. You didn't know you were a photographer. We got you into it. You're into it now. So what's going on? How did you decide, I'm gonna give this my last name?
Yeah, so basically, me and photography, we got married, you know what I'm saying? I put my name on it. You know, newlywed, 6 year anniversary now, you know, 24 years old. We got started early, so.
Nice.
Yeah, man, I honestly just needed a way, if I wasn't gonna be in school, I needed a way to make money, you know? I had to get straight away, start into my career. So then, yeah, photography led to, like I said, to video, to marketing, and now I do events, I do charity work. It's a lot of stuff that I'm doing, and I wouldn't have it any other way. Photography has taken me across the country. I just got my passport, so now international business as well.
Here we go. Congratulations.
The door has been left open for international business. So, yeah, man.
We know.
I love it. I love what I do. It's not work for me. It's too easy. So I can't lose, man.
The fight about you.
Yeah, can't even argue with that.
He said it's too easy.
It's too easy.
My bad, Ken. You think that's
kind of annoying talk.
It's perfect. It's perfect.
No. Let's elaborate on that because I've been in a crossroads in life myself where it's like, what am I gonna do in life? You know, what am I gonna do? Why am I gonna do it? But one of the things that I've learned is love what you do.
Right.
It's easy. And it might not be, you know, simple, which is very different.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't simple stuff. Like you said, there's many hats you have to wear, mm-hmm. but this is easy for you. Well, what makes it easy for you?
Yeah, because just like you, we were talking off camera about just wanting to talk to people. That's how we're yapping. Right? So that being said, I love seeing the different stories of all these people that I meet. Like, I was just talking to my sister over the weekend. I said, hey, like, you know, I go to these weddings all the time. I just went to my sister's wedding yesterday.
Shout out, bitch.
Yeah, that's congratulations to the newlyweds. And, you know, I'm like, wow, like, doing weddings all the time is just kind of weird because, like, I always see these events. It's so repetitive. But the thing that's different is the locations, the people, what they do. And that will always be dynamic. That way it will never be boring. So it's a lot of fun.
So you find it fun, like, just being there, how you... It's never the same day.
Yeah. The same stuff. Different locations, different people, man. And, you know, holidays, different cultures. You know, Americans are not like everyone in the world. Like, some people wear their shoes in the house. Some people don't. Some people, you know, different roles inside of the crib. So it's just different.
That's awesome. So diversity's got to you.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And, yo, this is your guy's passport. If anyone's seeing this cross country, you know, another side of the world.
Those photos outside.
All right, and Eric, like, how about you? How do you know, hey, I want to make a podcast. I want to, you know, get in front of people and talk. Because you were just saying how, all right, now I gotta decide who am I going to get in front to talk to.
Mm.
So how do you decide, all right, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk to them. And how do you define your criteria to get in front of them for them to be on your podcast?
So... When I initially started it, that was the mindset. I was like, who's going to want to come up here and talk to me? Who's going to want to come and share their story? But what I realized, it's like, it's real cliche. It's like, build it and they will come. That's a saying for a reason, because the moment I made it and I put the first episode out, I wasn't really expecting the people that hit me up to hit me up. You know, and there's complete strangers. There's people that I knew at one point in my life from high school. And they're like, yo, I love what you're doing. I want to be a part of it. So the people I expected to be supportive or want to play a role, many of them said no when I gave them the opportunity.
No, but it is really.
Yeah, but complete strangers are the ones that are open and willing to come out and share a piece of themselves. And then, like, the numbers don't always reflect. Some episodes do a lot better than others. But the one thing I realized when I'm walking out in, like, a Walmart, the one time last year, my wife, I leave her in the Walmart, and I go drop off the bags, and she's waiting at the Domino's inside the Walmart. And somebody comes up to her and goes, "You're Eric's wife, right? I really like your show. I don't see him, so can you tell him that for me?" Wow. You know, like, they see my wife on my show, and they went to her to tell her, like, about how it's impacted her. And people have done the same to me, where it's like, all right, I might not be famous yet, or, you know, the numbers might not be there, or I might not be making money, but the impact is
there. The impact is, yeah.
You know, and it's beautiful, because half the time I go up there, some of the people are strangers, some of the people I've known my entire life, and then I learned that I don't actually know these people as well as I think I know these people. Right. And then some of the episodes have even caused me to look within myself and think about myself and what I want out of life, and just a whole lot of things. So not only is it sharing other people's story to the rest of the world, right, to show people that normal people got real dope things going on, but it's also been impactful for me. Every time I go up there and I learn something about somebody, right. I'm sitting at the table with him. I met him one time before today. It was at the sesh. Shout out to all the artists that pulled up that day and the people who made it possible. But we have been in the same space at least two or three times before that, and we just haven't spoken for whatever the reason, but here we are on the table, you know, a couple weeks
after that. Home later.
Yeah, so you just never, never know, like, how it all shakes out. So
that's awesome. That's awesome. So I'm someone that I'm foot in the dirt. I'm gonna get dirty. I'm gonna get sweaty. I'm gonna do this for myself. You know, how is it that you take pride in your work and you go out there and search for these people, or what are some things you do to, like, get the show popping, get some episodes going, get the cameras going? What do you do?
The pride for the show comes from knowing that I'm just a vessel and just trying to help these people get their story out, or share their business, or share whatever their nonprofit is, whatever it is. Yes. So I don't take that lightly, because it's in a light. They're going to be shown in a light, and they're going to be shown for the first time to many people on my platform. And that's not to be taken lightly, especially because these are people just like Carter here. They got their name stamped on whatever they're coming up there to talk about. Sometimes it's their art, sometimes it's their actual work. Right. Sometimes it's just their family name. Yeah. So I don't take that lightly. And then the second part of the question, I don't want
to
botch it.
I got you. What do you do to get them on?
Oh, so some of the people I invite, so like Carter might be somebody I see on social media and his content's constantly popping up.
Sure.
This might be somebody I reach out to, like, yo, man, I see that you're doing big things. And I'll typically start it by letting them know that I'm watching. So I'll comment on some posts. I'll drop some fire, some fire emojis, comment, yo. Yeah, just let me know that, like, you're on my radar. Like, sure. You know, you might not care about me, but I notice what you're doing. And then sometimes, too, they'll come on my platform. They'll want to be a part of it because they've seen somebody else's episode or somebody they didn't know were on the podcast, and they liked how things were conducted and the overall message of the episode. So some things like that will drive somebody to want to be a part of the Dope Individuals community.
I like that, because community, damn, you said it right
there. Community.
And community, that's us.
Yeah, we got to talk about that. Yeah.
We got to do that. Because honestly, like, again, that mutual friend, shout out Brandon, that told me about you, it's like, it was like ever so slightly. He just said, oh, like, you're talking to me about doing an episode. I got something for you. Do you know Carter? I was like, do I know Carter? And that right there is two people talking about someone that's not in the room.
Yeah.
Like, that's the start of a community.
That's powerful stuff, too. You
know, that's the start of a community. So it's like, all right, how do we really go out there to start the community? For me, it's really like just showing my face, my afro. Undeniably awesome. I know. But just saying that is because, like, you pull up somewhere and they might not know you, But like, I know your hair.
Mm-hmm. I recognize your hair.
I recognize who you are. And it's like, oh, that's the guy with the hair. Mm-hmm. And it might start like that. I might just be the guy with the hair.
And that is the guy with the podcast. And that's the guy with the community.
You know, the guy with the podcast, the guy with the crew. Oh, I love what he did. I love, you saw that podcast. Who's? It's his, blah, blah, blah. And then creating that, like knowing that you have that on your back and the people that you bring into your media, into your circle, that's powerful.
Yeah,
you know. So with photography, videography, with getting the passport, trying to make this grow into somewhere else, how do you think community plays a part in your whole, like, in your repertoire and in your bag?
Perfect, man. So I'm obsessed with community, man. Like, you know, I just like Eric said, and just like you said, it's about making it bigger than yourself and basically inviting others. That's my mission statement for my business, is to capture the stories of people. I'm basically a visual historian, you know, in a way, me and my team. So
ultimate observer.
Yeah. As well as, you know, powering the next generation of creative economy of, you know, letting other, oh no, not just doing photography on the weekend, but I've been doing this full time for almost 4 years.
Yes,
you know what I mean? So since before I was 21. Yes, so, so yeah, man, community is just about bringing people together. Networking and networking sometimes is taboo because they're like, oh, you guys are just always networking, but you're not doing real business, making real money. That is how you make these connections. I talk about Eric, I talk about Alan, and I'm like, hey, let me get you in the room. So right now we're having this conversation, and then once I go and have my event and invite you guys personally, you know, oh yeah, check out our podcast,
right?
And then check out all the work that they did. That's just the tip of the iceberg, right?
Yeah.
So there's regular business, you know, Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, Sunday, whatever you guys do. But then those networking events, those events that I do and that we do and we attend, it's about community, keeping people engaged further than just running into each other, seeing the social media posts. That's just the tip of the iceberg.
It really is. I love the biggest part about community is becoming a part of others. Because like yesterday and a couple of days prior, I went to go film some wrestling tournaments. Haven't done wrestling my whole life. I like WWE. I'm like, let's just sit down and simplex. Tombstone Power Drive. I love to do it. And it's just something that I never knew I'd be a part of. And it was like, wow, they were so supportive. And I told them, yo, I don't know a link about what you guys do. And they were all trying to teach me. They're all trying, oh yeah, just let me get your social media. I was like, why is all this love coming my way? One, I'm showing it. I'm taking pictures of them. I'm asking them questions because I have no clue what they're doing. Mm-hmm. But I'm getting out there. I'm not shy. So just becoming a part of other communities is like, I need this to grow. You know what I'm saying? So how do you take community into your podcast, into just your daily life, per se?
Shoot. Into the podcast, I like to feel like when you come up to the Dope Individuals Only podcast, you are cementing your space in that community. Mm. For the simple fact being, not everybody's willing to share.
No.
The way that we communicate with each other through social media, through text messages, this isn't anything like that. You got to show up. You're going to sit on this couch for 1 hour and I'm going to let you steer the conversation. I'm going to guide, but you're in charge of, I'm just letting you know, hey, we got a stop sign coming up. You know what I mean? For the most part, your hands are on the wheel. You know what I mean? So it's realizing that, like I said last time, I have this immense responsibility to make sure that it's all being showcased in a good light, but also realizing that, you know, you're very strong for even coming up here and wanting to give a piece of yourself.
That's awesome.
And I love to give out these pins. I think I only have one on me today.
Thank you.
I actually don't think I have any. Oh my gosh. I'm going to double check the book back. I have Dope Individual Only pins that I give out to participate. They don't look like this. They look like the white and pink logo.
I want the white and pink.
I'll wait.
Yeah.
So, but I love to get those out. And I tell people this one right here. Tell everybody to wear them. You know what I mean?
Nice.
And it's just like, it's just a show. Like, yo, I'm a dope person. And it's supposed to be inviting in a way, because it's very colorful, it's popping. So it's sort of like, hey, what's that about? You know, and then you could let
conversation starter.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's one of those. So
Yeah. And it's big. It's a big pin.
Yeah.
It's like twice the size of a regular pin.
Yeah.
It's good. It's nothing.
Yeah. It's definitely eye-catching.
Nothing average about it. It's great.
So that's a great segue to what I have in mind now. It's how do we stay relevant? How do we stay contemporary? Because we're young, what, mid-20s, right?
I'm 29.
29? All right, you're still young, bro. It's 29 years young. We're all there. And it's like the love that we have for ourselves, we show it on camera. Mm. We show it to the people around us. I'm a lovey-dovey teddy bear. I'm sorry. You know? If you're around me, you know I'm showing love one way or another. Right. I can be stern. I can be strict some ways. But honestly, I'm always showing love. Mm. You know? So it's like, how do you combine that, like, the regular you to, like, all right, I got to remain relevant in business and, like, keep it going? Because you can't stay, like, you know how businesses, like, they're doing transactions and they don't have, like, a regular Square machine. Mm. Like, nowadays, it's cash and pay. Yo, tap and pay. Why do I have to pay cash?
They say Walmart. How come Walmart doesn't have Apple Pay?
Bro, we know.
It's because they want you to put it in the app, but it's a funny joke.
They don't even let you in a self-checkout anymore. Nah. Unless you have 15 items or less.
That's crazy.
Long lines now.
So really?
That's at Michael Elise.
Right? So listen, that's something that we have to do as one. Young entrepreneurs that want to take this business to not just make some money, generational wealth, and I feel like that. So I feel like with me, you know, I have to keep doing my footwork. Still, I gotta show my face. I gotta make sure that whatever trends there are, if they resonate with me, I hop on. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna hop on everything just because there's a trend.
Yeah.
But I feel like if there's something that people are talking about, you know, maybe look at a business or an entrepreneur that's doing something in there. You know, if like, I don't know, basketball or football season's coming up. You know what I'm saying? It's starting, whatever. Go talk to some entrepreneurs in those businesses.
Right.
You know, people that have done football, semi, pro, whatever. Talk to them about that. I just did the wrestling. I might get into the fighting scene. You know, if there's like a card, a famous card coming up for a UFC bout, go talk to some fighters.
This weekend.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Go talk to some fighters. And this, I feel like that's how you stay relevant.
Yeah.
With photography, how you feel like, because it's not just the pictures, it's the weddings. Like, there's events that you want to get to and others. How do you stay relevant?
Okay, so perfect. This is a great topic. So, you know, with you guys, like, don't leave your equipment home. Always keep going.
I have to.
Like, for me,
charging
I always have my camera. Yeah. And every night after a shoot, I'm charging my batteries. I'm clearing off my SD cards. I'm backing up my stuff so that I'm always ready for that call. Oh, the president's down the block. Oh, this person's in town. Oh, boom. So that you could be there. Sure. Right. And another thing, a little tip is like when people want to get access to your time, be very intentional about that. Oh, when can we meet about this? Just call me anytime, man. Yeah. And if you don't get me, leave a voicemail because I don't have to. When you have one free day or three free days, you know, and that one scheduled call in the middle of the day, then they cancel or they move it back or they're late.
Just reach out, bro.
Try to take charge of your time. You know what I mean? Yeah. And back to the question, how do you stay relevant? What I wanted to say for this is we all live here in Lehigh Valley. It's a growing area, right? Yeah. So we all capture content in a way. And we all listen to stories. Stories is what drives our business. So that being said, go out there and be at the forefront of showing this renaissance of this area. Mm-hmm. Bethlehem Steel built some of created the steel for a lot of military things, stuff in New York City, and all these things, right? Yeah. And now this area is going through a renaissance, a transformation. Yes, yeah. And with population coming from New York, Jersey, Philly, and all over, it's ranked in the country for a growing area. Yes, and you guys will be and are at the forefront. You guys are forerunners of this.
We're just talking about this, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So along with myself and my team. So, you know,
it's crazy.
It's real though.
It is. No,
So take it. People say don't take it personal. Take it personal.
Yeah.
Take your business card, take your pins, go give it to the mayor, go give it to, you know, the state representative, go give it to the governor, because the governor be out here.
Yeah.
And if you think he's not serious, the person, why are we talking about, this man was about to be the vice president of the United States, nearly, or at least a candidate.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, this stuff is serious, man. It's out here for the taking. Oh, the economy's bad. That's why I don't have the money. No, bro. We got to eat regardless, right? People are always going to eat. These big companies, you know, boom, boom, whatever. these companies are going to eat. So these companies got to eat.
Yeah, man.
Like with your business and with mine as well, staying with the trends is so important. You know, in social media, you guys are naturally going to interview the people that are popular, but also that haven't had the hit the spotlight yet.
Yeah.
So staying with the trends could never be more important. And going back to something you were saying earlier about, you know, going out there and filming people and giving to the community. Mm-hmm. I give because I have. I have because I give. Therefore, I will never be without. The cycle
of redundancy.
I like that. The cycle of
that. I like. Where'd you come up with that?
Heard all line.
Yeah. I like that.
Those reuse your cycle.
Shout out to Luca Brasi, Dumbo.
Dumbo.
That's where you got it from. Dumbo, yeah.
Honestly, that's what I like. I like how you like portray that because you do give when you have, and that's a thing that we all have to kind of learn. Even when you don't have, what can you give?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, like I said, I'm a yapper. Sometimes it's just talking. Sometimes I'm walking around and someone, I say hi. Yeah. Or a nice dress, you know, nice shirt.
Compliment.
One thing I always say, a guy with a beard, I see a guy with a beard, yo, teach me how to grow a beard.
Yeah.
They always laugh. It's like, how do you do that? But it's just a little thing, and then you can get a crazy conversation.
Yeah.
You know? So how do you feel like you stay relevant with your stuff? How do you stay with the times, or how you try to stay with the times?
At this point, it's putting myself in uncomfortable situations.
Hey.
So, like, my show is, like, I don't do interviews. We have conversations. Because I come up there with some questions to maybe guide the conversation,
right.
For the overall goal. But most of the time, it really is a conversation. So I want that to be the gist of it. So I'm constantly just trying to find new ways that I can keep these conversations relevant and find the people that are also part of that time, like how you said the UFC thing. I got a friend that does boxing. Boxing is like on the way back.
Yeah, it is.
Who's your friend?
Vic LaBoy. Shout out to Vic LaBoy.
Oh, yeah.
Vic?
Yeah. He's doing a lot of big things in the like the photography and videography and like the boxing scene at the moment. But he's somebody that I've been talking to since pretty much the inception of this show. So this is somebody that like, he's been really busy, but hopefully now I want to work and get him onto the show.
Listen, let him know. Yo.
Yeah, Vic, let's make it happen.
Wait, how long has your show been around?
Going on 2 years at the end of October.
Oh, you better celebrate.
Yeah, man.
You better celebrate.
I completed year one, and I didn't do anything big for it. For me, it was like, I know most podcasts, the average podcast runs for about 7 episodes, and then it stops. So there's millions and millions of podcasts, but are they active is the real question. And most of them are not active.
How many shows have each of you guys done?
I got 67 with the new episode that I did drop.
67 over almost 2 years?
Yes. Hour-long episode.
That's a little more than every other week, right?
Just about. I try to drop every week. I've taken like a month off to recoup and
record. 52 weeks in a year, so it's a little more than every other week. That is very good.
It's not easy. It's not easy, but consistency is probably the biggest thing. It's just making sure that I seen this one video by LaRussell. I'm not sure if you guys know who LaRussell is.
Bring that up and share.
He's a rapper from the Bay Area, but he created a stage in his backyard. He gave it a name. He made it a business. He hired all his family. It's called The Pergola. And he started putting on these shows in his backyard and selling it out. And he did an interview recently, and he was like, and the guy asked him the same thing. How do you stay relevant? He said, I realized that I would post maybe once a week, maybe twice a week. He said, I'm giving myself 2 opportunities to be seen by the masses. He said, but if I post once a day, every day for, you know, a whole year, you know, he's like, I'm tripling my opportunity. He's like, that's 50. He put the math together on the show.
Yeah.
That's 1,500 opportunities. I'm giving myself a chance to be seen. So it's just a matter of trying to be consistent and show people that what we're doing is worthy of being seen and listened to. And then the biggest thing that I've been doing lately is taking these community events and being a part of it. Like the Multicultural Festival. Cool. I did a flag football tournament a couple months ago in the summer. Shout out to XFL. But they're an adult men's flag football league.
Shout out Ben. Yo, Ben.
I think I know what Ben you're talking about. He plays quarterback.
Oh, I don't know.
I do know Ben. He's tall. He's like 6'5", 6'6", probably.
Shit.
I guess we're probably talking about the same person.
That's tough, yo.
But, you know, I used to play in the flag football league. So the guy was like, yo, the guy Dimitri who runs the league, he's like, yo, I like what you're doing. If you ever need anything, you let me know. You can even come out to the tournament and do a live show. You know, and that was my first opportunity at doing that, solo-wise. Over the summer at Reggae Fest, I did the Reggae Fest with Tony Ortiz. Shout out to I Will Not Lose podcast. So it's just a matter of just taking these opportunities as they come, just like we're sitting here at this table.
Taking
the opportunities and trying and making the most of them, not trying to making the most of them. Man, so
change that.
I love that. You have to. I'd be big on that, man. Yeah.
Somebody got on me about saying trying.
You got
for me. It was Tanjay. Tanjay, shout out Tanjay. He's a boxer. He's been cooking that.
That's who I thought you were talking about. Because my friend paid for my business to be on his shorts when he won.
Really?
A couple weeks ago.
That's tough. And he was like, we were talking, catching up. He said, we're not trying. I'm like,
You're doing it.
But how do you say that without sounding like you don't
feel like that?
But
you don't feel like that. Yeah, you
know. Sometimes it makes me feel that way, and I don't want to come off as that.
Because don't be scared of yourself. Pump yourself. Don't be scared of yourself.
I've gotten better with it.
If other people feel some type of way, then that's
all. It's a them problem. I tell myself that, but. In those heated moments where people congratulate me, I constantly find myself saying, "Oh man, I'm trying.
It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. Just like
what it is. But it's not. Deal. I go home and I like the other day I was in a session. I don't even keep talking. But,
oh no, this is
okay. So yesterday I'm at a session with Cruise Control.
Okay,
you guys know. So we
talked the homie. I met him on some of our shows too.
See, look at that networking. Mm-hmm. But he's somebody. He's a local dude who used to make beats, and he had his own rap team out here. He moved to Tennessee. And he became the guy down there, you know, and he's made quite a name for himself, but he spent years here.
Yes, he did.
He went to high school, he went to middle school here, all of it, and he did not get the reception and the love and the respect that he was owed when he lived here.
Yes.
And then he moved down there, and everybody here realized that, wow, look at it, like, this is a hometown dude, he's getting love from all, you know, so it's... Sometimes I feel like you got to change the scenery a little bit to get to where you want to go, but that wasn't the overall point I wanted to make.
It's fine. Okay, I'll get back to it. You know, I'll do that. We were talking about, you know, the consistency, what you've done, you guys have any episodes. This is going to be my third one. I posted one, so it's like, I'm a baby in this. Oh, baby, but listen, everybody likes the babies.
Well, nah, it's they just don't know about it yet. Didn't have a chance to see it yet.
Yeah, that's it, but like I was saying earlier, my face has been out there for a while, and mm-hmm. people know me. I've been doing a lot in the background. Mm-hmm. When you said Cruz and all these other people, like, I've worked with them a lot. Like, I've had over a dozen musical shows when I was doing music. When Sultana was Sultana, I was a hookah bar around the corner thing, you know, and I've done a lot of different things where they didn't plan out, but guess what? I put my reps in. That's the way to do it. I tapped in, and it wasn't like I was, like, doing nothing. I was learning about music. I was learning about controlling people, project managing. You know what I'm saying? What am I going to do with my life when I have to take care of over 5, 6, 10 people?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I had to wear different caps. I had to be security guard. I had to be the event planner. I had to be the DJ. Like, I had to be the DJ. I bought my freaking Mac. I was like, let me do this. Learn that you can't do that. You got to pay for the big premium membership, you know? And it's like, that's how you learn. Right. Getting in the fire, getting burnt up a little bit. But guess what? You're not getting burnt up again. And if you do, you're not learning.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, this is actually a perfect segue. How is there something in your career while all the years of you guys doing your thing that you got burnt? And it was like, man, this is going to leave a third degree right now. But guess what? It ain't happening again. Kill me some, Carter.
Well, I guess in general, like, when it's not like you're not gonna get hit in the jaw and, you know, your face is in the dirt. You gotta pick yourself up, you gotta get up, and you gotta keep going, because there's not an option. We can't lose. We got too many people that have supported us, over 60 people on your show. No, I'm not, oh, I lost one show, whatever, the file got corrupted, whatever. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, stuff happens, or someone's late, or you can't make the show that day because you're sick or something happens. Like, you know, don't quit. You know, bills are stacking up, you know, income's low, whatever. You got to go. you got to go, because at the end of the day, you know, the impact is irrefutable. The impact is non-negotiable. It is there. So you're affecting people. Even if one person sees it as inspired, or the guest is inspired again, like we were talking just about yourself. Oh, I don't want to say that I'm already doing something, that I'm thinking about it, so I can make myself smaller to make other people feel more comfortable. Nah, bro. Like, you must, for yourself and for your community, for your family, pop your stuff. Go out there and do your thing. Continue your pod and share that message and build that community. Because people always talk about the Lehigh Valley and they say, oh, it wasn't ready for him, for cruise control. It wasn't ready for, you know, whatever is going on. I don't feel the feedback from the community. Then be the change that you want to see. Me and my friends got together and we created a group called Friends Lehigh Valley. And we have shows, parties, events. I have my own programming for myself. And we are the change that we want to see. Because if you walk into a room and you feel uncomfortable or unwelcome, that means you're supposed to be there, bro. Mm. Because at the end of the day, that means they need you. They're not used to this. This is different. Mm-hmm. If something is not, the time is not yet, that means that there wasn't someone to lead you through that change. Mm-hmm. Be that change you want to see.
Right.
If there is a need, then there's a need. If it's difficult, then it hasn't been done yet. And if it hasn't been done yet, there's opportunity for you to be that person.
I like how you said that, because you guys ever Google something, an idea you had, and it doesn't pop up.
Yeah.
It's like, oh,
it's also petrifying.
I did something here.
Right.
It's not popping up.
Right.
Either be the change or be scared of it. And then I could be like afraid of something, or I ain't scared of nothing. Mm-hmm. You know, I could be, my guts could be turning around in my stomach, but I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. Fight or flight could be going, but I ain't flying. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like for me, like, if it's something different, all right, it might hit me. I might take a step back, but it's just to look at everything. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not leaving, you know? I'm going to stay here. I'm going to sweat it out. What do I have to do? And to start this podcast, I literally got out of my crib a couple of days ago and went knocking around Bethlehem. Hey, I just started my podcast journey. Do you want to be in it? Oh, yeah, let me see. I have nothing. I don't have social media. I'm about to make it tonight. But I'm out here, like, I got cameras.
That's fire, bro.
Do you want to be a part of it?
Yup.
You know? And it started.
Could we host it here? Do you want to watch it? Have you ever watched a podcast before?
Literally,
there's a lot of people session. Like,
and where do you watch podcasts as well? Getting that feedback. Because if I'm not mistaken, there's YouTube, Spotify, Apple.
Yeah, everyone's trying, you know.
iHeart Radio.
Yeah, there's a lot of different ones.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
And like for me, right? I got my start doing social media advertising. That's how I got my start, you know, on different social media channels, whatever. But at the same time, what I did was I realized that, why am I not on live TV? Why am I not on the radio? Why am I not printing stuff out? Why am I not in the newspaper? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, why not? Diversify.
Yeah.
Because you've seen where Instagram went out for the day.
Yeah.
Or Twitter went out for the day. And then everyone's over on that other platform. Oh, wow, we're blowing the dust off of Twitter or X, whatever. You know, like, everyone's on there for the day. And that's why I already have a little bit of a presence on there. When I post something on one platform, I'm going to copy-paste ChatGPT so it can fit into the other one. Because why not?
Covering all the bases.
Why not? If we're having this conversation here, why not record it and share it with the world?
Right.
That way it can never go anywhere.
Right.
Well, it cannot be lost, is what I meant, and it can go everywhere. That's what I really meant.
I agree.
Do you have a name for it?
It's called Healing is Dope. It's a holistic men's healing group.
And then, like, where do you guys keep in contact? Group chat?
We use Discord.
Discord?
Yeah. Love Discord. I was the biggest hater, I'm not gonna lie.
I didn't like Discord either. It's still tough to figure out.
It takes a little time.
It's a great tool.
It's a server. You're creating your own server for your people.
Yeah.
It's like you're creating your own house. And it's like you guys are the
foundation. It's a perfect place to build community for sure.
Yeah,
for
shout out to Discord if you want
to. Shout out to Discord.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, three beautiful faces here for my sponsor. I'm just saying. So
I remember the point why I bought a cruise control and about going back to the trying and doing.
Yeah.
Okay. So
that's a good.
So I do feel that way. Like yo, I'm doing stuff, but typically it's in private. So this past weekend, cruise control set up something with a bunch of artists, myself included. And I posted a picture on social media, and it's for a cypher we have coming. Now, when he set these groups up, it was two separate groups that he's doing, because he does these control the bill ciphers that are pretty popular where he's at, and he's doing one for the hometown. So he set up these two groups of artists, and there's a bunch of really, really popular local artists in it. But they're not only locally popular, they're popular outside of here too. So I end up in this studio, and I'm expecting the couple guys that are in my group that were in the chat with me. Right. And I show up, and there's a bunch of other artists that are there. And I'm texting my wife. I'm like, yo, like, hey, you know, Johnny Bills is here, and Black Dre's here. You know, Tim Foster just pulled up. So, like, I've worked with some of these people, but some of them, like, I haven't put out as much music. I haven't been as active as these guys. But to be in the same room as them in this moment, and these are people I listen to their music, so I'm fans of their work. Nice. And I'm telling my wife, I'm like, yo, I'm in here with all these dudes. But, like, I'm also, like, in awe of the fact that I'm in this space and I don't feel like I belong here because I'm not as active as these men. I'm not as known as these men musically, but here I am on the same space, on the same track, same track of these guys, you know. And that was a very good feeling. It was like, it was one of those moments where it's like, yo, even though I don't feel like I should be privy to this space,
right,
I'm here.
That's tough.
And somebody thought I was worthy of being here. So, like,
exactly.
What are you doing?
I feel like it's impossible for you to be anywhere outside of where you're supposed to be. Yeah, man. You know?
So, that's cool that you said that, because one thing about me, I ain't a tall guy. I ain't tall. I'm like 5'6". My hair makes me like 5'8". You feel me? It's nice. And one thing about me is I never feel like the shortest person. It's weird.
It's energy.
Small guy syndrome. You don't got it.
I don't. Yeah. Bro, until I'm next to, like when I was walking in, I saw you. I didn't think about it, but I'm about to dap him up. And I'm like, oh, Carter's tall. Carter's taller than me. That's crazy. You know? And I always forget. I got friends that are 6'7". You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I know they're taller than me. But then when I walk up, it's like, oh gosh, I'm actually shorter. Like, I'm the shorter guy.
Yeah.
And it's weird because I've never felt like that. Like, I've never felt inferior to nobody. I've never, you know, looked down at myself. Can I get better at some things or whatever? Yes, we can all. But I've never felt like less than anyone.
Right.
And that's one thing that I always bring into my conversations is, like, I get how you feel, whatever, but don't feel like that around me. Just like, even if it's just a little bit of time you got talking to me, I'm gonna be able to, you know, exchange that energy with you. Right. So, like, don't feel inferior to nobody. You're supposed to be here. Everything happens for a reason, period.
Facts.
Bad, for a reason. Good, for a reason. Did you put on the footwork? Yeah. Did you not put on the footwork? That's why it didn't happen.
Mm.
You know? You might want it. You might want it. But guess what? You're not going to get it. You ain't putting in the work. And the man that's going to take it from you, put in that work. You know, the man, the woman, the whoever, they did more than you.
Right.
But guess what? You're going to have to deal with it. It's fine. But it doesn't mean you stop. It means you keep on grinding. You know, learn from your mistakes.
Retool.
Because guess what? You got to show your face again. Mm-hmm. Can't show your crying or anything. That's cool. You can cry. Mm-hmm. Cry privately. Mm-hmm. Let it go. Mm-hmm. But come back and do it again. You can say it. You know, you can say it. You cried. That's fine. Oh, grown ass man. I don't cry as much. But I cried. But guess what? Wipe them off. Get the fog off the glass,
right,
and keep on going. One thing that I really don't like is hearing a sob story. I don't mind hearing your story.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like hearing a sob story.
Yeah, where you feel bad for yourself.
Everyone around me is a peer. If I pity a peer, I don't want to be around you. I'm sorry. I don't mind, you know, giving the help or anything like that. But if that's your cadence, it's sob, 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 sob.
Billy.
Listen, we all have that black sheep in the family. You might be the black sheep in the family. You might not have money. You might not have food at the table. But maybe if you're around someone, you say it, they might give you food. Hey, what?
Mm-hmm.
You talked about your situation. You got out of that pride. You cried. You spoke. And someone might give you food. Someone might give you a place to stay. Someone might give you a hand. Don't ever be afraid. Don't ever put yourself less than anybody because you're not.
Close mouth, some did fat.
Close mouth, slink it.
So we don't have kids. Like, you're your wife, you got some kids, but that really makes us think about legacy. Like, what kind of legacy do you want to leave, you know, of yourself for the future? you know. And for me, I feel like I've moved a lot in my life, like over 24, 25 times, you know.
Like change of like residence.
Yeah, like 25 times
around a lot. But damn, that's a lot.
Awesome. Like an origin, you know what I'm saying? And it's just life took us there. You know what I'm saying? It happens, and that could have either made me, you know, hard crap in the crib, you know, no socializing, or who I am now, which I'm a yapper. I love it. And I say that jokingly, but honestly, that's one of my biggest, like, characteristics, is I can talk to anyone about anything. Like, sports, I'll dabble. How to do your nails, I can dabble. You know, whatever it is, talk to me about it, I can probably talk to you back.
Right.
And for legacy, like, I want to show, like, kids in the future, even people my age, is like, yo, you don't want to be someone that doesn't have anything in the future, like no one to look after you, no one to even love you, because you don't want to go out there and talk or show love to other people, you know? Like, I have my woman, you know, I have my girlfriend with me. That's cool. We're going to create a family, and that's going to be my legacy, what I'm going to do for my kids. I hope it's great conversation skills, you know, gentleman or a little lady that I have, they got great manners. Like, I'll see an elder and automatically I'm like, sir, ma'am. You know, even if they're disrespectful after, that changes, you know? But it's like, I always give respect. Even if it's not given at first, I always give respect. You might be rude to me, I'm not going to judge you right away. I don't know what you just went through.
Right.
Well, I just had a grumpy-ass mark. You know?
I love that. I love that you said that.
Yeah, get cut off in
get cut off in traffic. I'd be like, maybe he has some problems in my hair.
I barely honk my horn because of that reason. Mm-hmm. I barely honk my horn. It's like, yo, you didn't actually hurt me right now. I don't like what you just did.
Right.
You could have hurt me or somebody else. But whatever. After I don't see your car anymore, I don't even know what license plate. I don't know what color your car is. Whatever. You know? So as of legacy, like, I want to be someone that's respected, but that's known for giving respect. You know, that was a nice gentleman. Like, he held the door for me. I always say, have a blessed day at the end of the conversation. You might have your beliefs or whatever, but you can have a blessed day.
Right.
You know, I believe in God. You might not, whatever, but it's like, have a blessed day. You know, I don't know what you went through. And it's like, I want to keep that going for my family and my kids eventually. So what kind of legacy do you want to leave for your three kids?
Five, three.
Three kids, all right. What are their ages?
10, 7, and 4.
10, 7, and 4.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. They're all fire. Yeah. It was a little song of my day. Legacy.
Really, I just want them to know that as far as, like, pertaining to, like, me being a father and a husband, that I went out into the world and I gave it my best shot every day. Because I think, realistically, I know the conversation we just had, but all you could ever do is really try. Like, even if you fail, back to the drawing board and we're going to try something else. We're going to learn and we're going to tweak it and we're going to retool, but we're going to continue to try. So just don't quit at anything. I didn't get to where I am today by taking those L's and sulking in those L's. I moved around as a kid. I went to 3 different elementary schools, 2 different middle schools, and I finished out at the same high school. But I met a lot of different people. I lived in all different corners of Allentown and Bethlehem. And it was constant me just having to keep rising to the occasion every single time, getting comfortable, meeting new teachers, meeting new friends, you know what I mean? Getting to learn the neighborhood and being okay with that and a whole bunch of things. So my life was ever changing. So just don't feel defeated by what you're going through. Continue to try, continue to put your best foot forward. And at the end of the day, you want something, you work hard enough for it and you plan for it. You can ultimately achieve whatever you want. I bought my first house at 20 years old. My wife and I, we've been business owners for the past 7 years. We're in the process of making our fourth year. Well, we actually just made our fourth year this past week in our current location. And we're just constantly growing. The podcast is almost for 2 years. I've had over 60 episodes recorded and released for the public, sharing people's stories and testimonies. All different types of things. So it's just a matter of just putting your hands in it. Don't feel defeated by taking losses and constantly being willing to try at things.
That's awesome, Mark. Thank you for your
advice. Brother, no problem.
Hey, your kids got a good role model in
that. Yes, they do, brother.
Go ahead. How about you? How do you want to What kind of legacy do you want to create for little McKinney's later on?
Little big McKinney's.
Yeah, even my aunt and my pops, like, they're all huge people. So, yeah. In terms of legacy, man, like, I already have nieces and nephews, cousins, you know, all kinds of people in the community, as well as my kids eventually, and my family. I just want to, you know, it's all about leadership. It's all about being the best you, and that will always be good enough. We talked about that with Eric. You know, just, again, being gentlemanly or womanly.
Whatever it is, yeah.
Yeah. You know, just really leading a life that you want to live, you know, and not being regretful about your time, just making the most out of it. Stand on that, and everything else will fall into place.
That's awesome. Yo, gentlemen, this has been a conversation that we need to not just keep it in here. We need to take it out, bring all the gentlemen into it. We got to be leaders in there.
And ladies.
You know? And ladies. But what I wanted to say to that was, you know, we have to be leaders in our communities in order to attract everyone. You know, I want to be able to attract anyone, all ages, that could just resonate with our message and definitely get it out there for us as well. You know, like, Eric was at that podcast. What podcast? The Sonidos podcast. You know about that? What were they talking about? Being gentle, being entrepreneurs, and just being people that, yo, we make mistakes. But guess what? We're learning from them. So from that, you know, we make mistakes, we learn. Anything you got to say to the future? Anyone that is hearing this, listening to this, watching this, what do you have to say to them that maybe they don't know they need to hear yet?
I would just say, like I was saying about my work, is passion. Passion, it's two things for me. Passion is so important to what you do, because then it'll never be work. It'll be hard, but it'll never be a chore. You know what I mean? It's not just something you have to get done. It's, oh my God, I have to get this done. I don't, you know, you want to do it. You know, wants and needs are different. And you have to want this, not just need it. And the other thing is, I know a lot of people have, I want to say it's called performance anxiety in a way, in terms of, oh, I need to wait until the conditions are perfect to even get started. Right. And then that is, oh, you look up and I wanted to start that YouTube channel 10 years ago. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's 10 years of impact lost. So start small and stay consistent. That is what I would say. Just start somewhere, you know. I want to take pictures of one person and then make it five. And then I've now taken pictures over 20,000 people. Yes, you know what I mean? It's insane. I used to do over 300 students a day, you know, multiple days a week for school pictures. So I've effectively taken thousands of pictures, and it's that's how I got my start. So, yeah, start small and stay consistent. Because a lot of people could do something cool once, you know what I mean? Yeah. But it's about the staying power. Staying power is like you put the little icon next to it. Oh, staying power, better than everything.
Yes.
It's really important.
That's awesome. All right, and for you, Eric, something you got to say, something that, you know, someone needs to hear.
We had a lot of thoughts during the day. They're thoughts about anything and everything. Fears, wishes, hopes, dreams. I would say the biggest thing that I've learned over the past couple of years, especially ever since I found myself walking on this path, is that you got to be clear in your thoughts, and you have to know what you want. And something that was very, very vital for me, which I wish I found a lot sooner, which was journaling. And this was a way I found was very constructive in trying to filter my thoughts and make sure that when I step into the world, I'm clear in on my path, and I'm clear in my intention. And there's a lot of things and a lot of outside influences, like I said, a lot of your own thoughts and fears and stuff like that. But if you can be clear and concise within yourself, then when you make moves, you don't have to deal with the regret or the fears or anything like that, because you know where you're coming from. You know the standpoint where you started with all this. So I would say, if you guys don't have any practice of just trying to make sure that you're clear in your intention, I recommend journaling to everybody, because that was something that was so pivotal for me.
That's awesome. I journal almost every day.
I carry it around my book bag, bro.
That's awesome.
Books, computer, my journal.
Oh,
and probably my pocket mics. That's what you'll find in my book bag.
Awesome. So, ladies and gentlemen, this was the Sonidos Podcast. Appreciate these gentlemen. Listen, I'm not taking this for granted, all right? These are people making noise in the industry. Thanks for coming by. Have a good one.
Yeah, man.
Peace.
Jeez.
Wow, this angle just there. Oh,
yeah, burning inside.
Yeah.